So the last year and a half have been pretty crazy for you. Emma got a lot of success. 9 film festivals.
10.
Oh, 10 now. Okay, look at that. So what have the last year and a half been like for you from that film to this film?
Well, to be honest, we just kind of started getting into film probably like 2 years ago. So maybe 2 years ago. And when we first did Emma, it was more of a... I'm a huge fan of sci-fi and stuff, and I love Twilight Zone and all that kind of stuff, so I kind of wanted to make a film, you know, like, as a tribute to it. And when we did Emma, the first responses we got from it weren't too great. People just, yeah, it's cool film, whatever. And then we figured, you know what, why don't we try to make something more, more for the, you know, like... crime drama-ish, you know, you felt like that's a cool way to go. And as we were doing that, that's when Emma started picking up. So one thing I learned is you can't quite tell what, you know, people want. You know, you just, I think the best thing to do is just make something, something you like, and just put it out there and stop trying to cater to certain audiences. If you like the stuff, just put it out, you know. So that was probably the biggest lesson, because Emma right now is just, it's not successful, it's not generating money per se, but it's getting a lot of attention, over 100,000 views on YouTube, and 10 film festivals. It actually won best jury award at Pensacon, it's a Comic-Con festival, and just taught me to, you know, just put whatever you want out there, you know. So it's kind of overlapped into the promotion. I don't know, maybe the next thing we do might be sci-fi again or something. You know, so.